But right now, as we do each and every Thursday here at this time, am I the jerk? Well, let's find out, because we've had P1s emailing us all week. Am I the jerk? 1310 at gmail.com.
Yeah. You ready?
Let's dive right into it. See what we got.
Let's do it. A couple here from Z for the win. What's up, Invasion? Am I the jerk if I am in heavy, slow-moving traffic on the highway in a long line waiting to exit onto another highway, but someone driving in the other lane tries to merge into the line at the last second and I make it a mission not to let them in?
Man, that's interesting.
I don't think it's a jerk move.
No. Technically, the merge should go to the absolute last point that you can merge. Reality of it is, if we all would leave more space in between each other, we could merge going 50 miles an hour and it wouldn't even matter.
Because I think if people will talk about the zipper effect,
right,
that's correct. Fine.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yes, but everyone's so tight because you're just stopped.
Yes.
That, you know, at the last minute, not only are you affecting the line that's long, but you're affecting the line you're trying to merge from, because a lot of times you have to come to a complete stop, put your blinker on, and wait for someone to give you the room.
Which screws up the merge on both parts.
Right.
Right.
And then there's the people that are definitely circumventing the longer line that is trying to like get off or on a highway, so they try to go around that and then merge at the last possible second. And I personally can't abide.
Yeah, a lot of people
I do that. I'm going to be honest with you. I do that often, but the reality of it is so many people aren't paying attention anymore. You don't have to go all the way down to the end
right.
and force your way in. You can just kind of cruise like you're going and then find that gap of somebody who was looking at their phone and just cut in right then.
Yeah.
But do you give the acknowledgement of at least a hand wave if they let you in?
If somebody is letting me in, yes. Somebody is doing it because, oh, I was on my phone, I'm a moron, and didn't realize that the line moved, then no.
Oh, it'll make me mad if I let them in and I don't get a hand wave, though.
I don't know why that makes me so upset, but it really does. All you have to do is throw a finger
right.
up,
anything.
The deuces, or anything.
Just acknowledge that, man. I let
Appreciate
you over.
It.
Because I did let you over, because I think you are being a little bit of a jerk trying to wait until the last minute after I waited in this line.
The one, and I'll agree with him on this, so this is why I don't think he's a jerk. If you're talking about somebody who's gone all the way down, and this happens, it used to happen more on the tollway where before they built the new way coming out of downtown, but you still see it from time to time now because there's such a long, because one of those lanes goes to 35. It's
yes,
the way we go every
and
day.
Goes,
and the other goes to the tollway.
Right.
You'll see people who don't want to wait if there's a line, and they'll get like they're going on 35. And I've seen cars where I've got to wait behind them because I'm going 35 because they're trying to go. And I'm like, dude, you could have got in back there five cars ago.
You are not only messing up
right.
the long line, but you're messing
you're
up the line
up,
next to
right.
it.
Right, and 35 never has a backup.
No.
At doesn't. That time of the day, anyway.
So, I don't think...
You're not a jerk.
Not if you're making it a mission not to let them in. Sometimes you do have to be nice in consideration of others behind you.
You do, but the car that... If you have run out of road and you now have to merge,
this is on
that's
you.
On you.
Yeah, that's on you. You
and
need
nobody
to go,
has to let
exactly
you in.
Exactly right.
You screwed up.
Exactly right.
All right, I'm with him.
Here's another one from Z. He says, I know it's not against the law to turn right at a red light, but I get furious when someone is in the right lane, but they're going straight.
Oh.
And everyone in that lane behind them, they are turning right.
Have some awareness.
Are they the jerk? I always try not to be that person, and I'll turn right even if my intent is to go straight.
Yeah,
I'm 100%
not be
done
in
that
situation.
Yes, that person is the jerk. And here's the reality of it. If you're paying attention and you are pulling up to a red light and you know you're not going to turn and you see that there's no one in front of you, just get over to the middle lane.
Yeah.
It's really easy to do.
It is pretty simple if it's not a
pay
turn
attention.
Only lane. Yes. Just
pay attention.
That is very inconsiderate.
And what if you have to like pull into a gas station or your stop is immediately after the stoplight?
Then,
so you're saying
okay.
I have to get in the middle lane, then have to try and get over to the right lane?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't.
So, but then you don't know the person in front of you has to do that.
I bet you could also turn right and then turn left into that entrance.
Yeah, but
that's probably
so I have to adjust my entire route.
Well, you're adjusting
you
everybody's
be
route
a jerk,
behind you,
yeah.
too.
I think you should be courteous and self-aware. You get it to the same place, right?
And it's probably quicker because you're not going to have to wait at that light. You can just turn and go.
I try my best to be conscious about that. And if I am in the right lane and I know that light is about to turn, if I can get over, I will 100% do it. Now, if I don't have to turn and I'm stuck in that lane, I'm just kind of, I'm cringing a bit. But I'm not going to turn just for the heck of it.
I wouldn't turn just for the heck of it. And I actually don't have a problem with what Baldy's talking about. If you have an immediate right after the light, then it's what it is. But if you don't, and you don't necessarily know that the person does, but you find out within 5 seconds, because when that light turns green and they go past that immediate entrance, then you know, oh, yeah, that's what I figured. You are the jerk.
All right, here
and
we go.
You, you know, take out your rocket launcher and eliminate them from driving.
This one is titled Sup Fools.
Hey, Sup Fools?
Yeah. Hey, nuts. It's Monto from Monto on the Mavs here, and I need an official.
I know that guy.
Baldy's vote counts twice.
Okay.
I was pulling out of my driveway. Well, hang on. I'm sorry. I didn't read this correctly. I was pulling out of my driveway.
Okay.
Not a lucky lady. And was trying to go left, but noticed someone driving down the alley had stopped to talk to my bitch of a neighbor. Figuring once they saw me, they'd move on. I sat there for about 30 seconds before honking to announce my presence and need to get past them. After hearing my honk, he just lifted one finger off the steering wheel to signal to me, hold on. A better man probably would have just gone down the other way in the alley, but I'm the third house down and he was blocking the short way out. Plus, I didn't want to have to give him the win because I need at least one in this torturous life. He sat there for the next 4 minutes, powering through my single honks at 15-second intervals before finally pulling into her driveway and letting me through. Am I the jerk for not going the other way, or is he the jerk for hogging that much alley time?
He's the jerk, hands down.
For sure.
Keep in mind that this neighbor has always disliked me, so she may have been egging him on. Thanks, and I'm a big fan of Big Old Bucket of Key Plays you may remember in Hot Dogs Paradise.
Monty is not the jerk. It's not even close.
No,
well,
yeah, it's 100%. And if it lasted as long as he said, when she pulled into the driveway, I'd have stopped, rolled down my window, and said something to her.
He did mention that there have probably been a couple of other interactions with one of the neighbors.
Oh, okay. So it's the fight, you think?
Yeah,
but
and
she's
then
like,
the,
oh, I got you this time.
The intervaled honking is kind of jerky. Not gonna lie. But
every 15 seconds just blow
still here.
Pretty, but they do egregious. See you though, and
they
know what's going on,
right.
And they are still,
and they're doing it on purpose.
Yes,
and to
yes,
put up
are.
A finger and tell somebody 1 minute from a car away, that is elite jerky material.
Yeah, just don't hog the alleyway.
Yeah.
Like everyone understands that, you know, the alleyway is just one lane and we have to work together to get around.
That may prompt the old dog poo in a bag on fire on your doorstep, you know?
But Monto, I will say, just maybe don't refer to your neighbors as bitches. And maybe you can have better interactions.
See ya, Monty. Bitch.
Hey.
In the future.
If you're just calling it what it is.
I can't imagine the rivalries that you will have with neighbors. Like, you don't have to be best friends. But you would 100% just want to be cordial with everyone around just to have the lookout factor.
I've got
just
a buddy.
Just look out for me, and that's okay.
Who lives next to a neighbor who is a colossal jerk. And they constantly have problems with each other. And it's always because of his neighbor. So, yeah, I think some people just, for whatever reason, have that problem.
I ratted out my neighbor to the cops a few months ago when they
did
were,
you really?
Yeah, they were on the run and
my neighbor's cool.
Oh yeah, I think you did mention that.
Yeah, the cops that, came to the door and they were like, "Hey, we're looking for your neighbor. He's kind of into some stuff, and we're pretty sure he ran in your backyard." I'm like, "Yeah, you can't come through the house, but the side gate's open. You can go check out there." He didn't show back up, so I don't know if they caught him or what.
I have my one neighbor on one side. I'm pretty sure is in hospice or something. I've never seen them. Their cars have never left their house, and some lady goes to their home every single day. And on my other side, those are the ones that said that they do special effects and stuff like that that may or may not be killing people. I don't know. And the only time I see him is when he's in his backyard smoking a massive blunt.
Do you care
yeah.
enough to go and find out what's going on? Like, I wouldn't either.
He seems cool.
Ask him for a hit off that blunt.
He's been cool. We've hit the ball over his fence a couple times, and he comes out, and he's cool. Talk to him for a minute. He's cool.
You have the fireworks and the music going off.
I'm like, "Hey, man, I got to be honest with you. That looks like a human head." He's like, "Oh, no, it's just a prop." I'm like, "Oh, okay.
Oh, all right."
Yeah, we are cordial with every single one of our neighbors on the street, in the coldest.
Yeah.
Not saying we're going out and, you know, breaking bread with them and having drinks or anything.
Right, just
like
kind of, "Hey, how you
yeah,
doing?"
Yeah, but you know the face, and I just want them to
right.
be on the lookout just in case anything crazy is going on, that they wouldn't hesitate to mention that anything is going on.
Yeah, you don't want any Monto alleyway drama. That's the way to go.
No, and honking the horn, that's the only jerk move that Monto did, was honking the horn every 15 seconds.
I mean, what's he supposed to do?
But if he did that to me every 15 seconds honking the horn, I may take my time also.
Yeah, no.
That's just kind of the human reaction to it.
The I'm here honk is fine. The interval honking is where you start crossing into jerk territory.
Now, once I'm sitting behind you for 2 minutes, then I'm starting to honk quite a bit, especially if you give me the hold on a one-way alley, and my vote counts twice.
Look, I get where the action
comes from. Okay, Baldy, it is right.
That's true.
Twice.
I forgot about that.
I thought he handled it really well, only 15 seconds. I'd have held down the damn horn until she moved.
That's jerk territory.
Well, again, I like to live by treat people how you want to be treated. She's obviously telling him, treat me like a bitch.
Oh.
So he did.
All right.
How I feel about it.
Sports.
Matt has spoken.
Yeah, we'll probably never hear that again.
All right, it is 11:11. It's the world's most dangerous midday show. Thank you to everyone that submitted to Am I the Jerk? Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com is where you send all your questions and stories and inquiries, and we will let you know if you are or not.